Seasons by Safar Fathi. There was a month I called May, when I buried it in papers, passion streaming down, flooding the tiles of the rooms. Herds of gazelles searching for mercy lap it up, and I wander about in search of a knife to sharpen against my cheekbones as I turn the pages of these monuments. You are a stranger to me, and your eyes are the foam of distances running like rivers between us. Don't ask me about my evaporating grief. Perhaps it has become salt with which to doctor wounds, or maybe seeds I can scatter across the floor to absorb the words that creep there in search of a story. Perhaps my sorrow was a bedsheet that couldn't cover its old bed. Its only pretext was to gaze at the sky and snatch up stars. Thus, with no trace of treason, we were sitting on the couch, casting glances into the horizon, arrows of light years, waiting. We defied the hours. Our revolt, ashamed to wear a mask, its savage visage. Our feet stalked insects to crush them, while they flaunted themselves like naked words, determined to gasp their last breaths in our sight. Between us, there are also silken buds fluttering spring butterflies. Their clusters are like the sun's bashfulness when it gathers the girl's milk teeth, causing the seasons, and among them, you, cunning spring. Is that what's between us and the empire of Ahmad Taha? Or those gleaming golden circles panting behind steely eyes? I wish I were a leaf with cells in rows. My splendor, seasons borne by sailboats, my ending the water when geckos hide away to dream of new plants growing. From your bandaged wounds in salt and fog, soaring across riverbanks the morning of erupting promises, running from shore to quay like a short story collapsing breathless on the streets. Does anyone forbid fabrication? Or might those cities that swallow fog conjure the word away too? The same palm outstretched to God, the same bare feet, the same eyes sparkling with poetry's delight. Is this why you tremble, dreading the city's pages? Is this why you left the streets to seek refuge in the nightmares of years? Will you take comfort in the disgrace of seasons and the vagrancy of lone words on the sidewalks of meaninglessness?